The fight is going to be in Arlington, Texas, just beside Dallas, and it's in the Cowboy Stadium. It's one of the biggest stadiums in America. I think the max it holds is 100,000 people. I was there back a few months ago for the premiere of a 13 Hours movie, and the stadium is absolutely amazing. So it is very excited. I went to the Dallas Cowboys training camp in Oxnard out here in LA, and I met the team, I met the owner and everything of the Cowboys, and you know, it was absolutely amazing. And the owner, Jerry Jones, he's a great, passionate man. You know, you can just tell by talking to him that, you know, he wants to pack out the stadium, he wants to get good fights in there, and he also says there's a bit of Irish in him somewhere down the line as well. So, you know, it was always good to hear that. But you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be another stepping stone for me in my career. Really looking forward to it, you know, training hard, and it's going to be another big undercard for me with Canelo fighting Liam Smith from Liverpool. It's going to be a massive night. There's going to be a lot of people there, and it's to be honest, it's going to be another chance for me to show what I've got and to get on that platform again and show everybody what I'm made of.
You have won your first 11 fights. Comfortably, one would have to say. You mentioned before the last fight that you were going to be stepping up in, you know, I suppose a higher caliber fighter. You won that quite easily at the end against James De La Rosa. Then the next question was, you know, would you go 10 rounds? You won all 10 rounds. You did admit that you got a little tired, I suppose, towards the end. What type of a fighter will you be fighting this time, and will it be 10 rounds?
Yeah, it's going to be 10 rounds again. You know, I don't want to be taking any backward steps. I want to keep the head down now. I want to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and I just want to keep progressing in my career. You know, the next opponent is hopefully going to be confirmed this week. So if it's the same guy that they're going to confirm this week, he's a durable opponent, very experienced, has a lot of fights under his belt. You know, so I just hope now that this fight gets confirmed and I can fully sit down, concentrate on him, and make out a game plan on getting the one come September 17th. You know, but going 10 rounds is vital again. This is the experience that I need, you know, to get to that top level. And you know, whenever my opportunity arises and I get that chance to fight at a world title, you know, I'll have that experience behind me. I'll have that that in the bag. I'll have that in the engine of going 10 rounds and going 10 rounds with experienced fighters. It's key for me, you know. So I'm looking forward to this fight. I'm looking forward to getting in there, getting the rounds in, and, you know, putting on another great performance and ready to shine.
That's important, I suppose. And you mentioned about the tickets going out the window just after the fact that you were it was announced that you were going to be fighting on that card. That would suggest that people are paying attention to you, and they want to see you perform. And is this going out coast to coast as well on television?
Yeah, it's going to be live on HBO over here in America, and of course, it's going to be able to be streamed as well on HBO back in Ireland, and maybe the other website that always does my fights as well, Ring TV Live, will probably have it also. But, you know, it's definitely going to be on national television and over here in America, and for sure it'll be able to be seen streamed or on whatever websites you can get back in Ireland also.
And how is the training going? Have you been training very hard since you went back to America?
Yeah, I've been, as soon as I came back out to America again this time around, I was straight back into the gym, you know, just staying in shape. Like, I didn't go into the gym and just go hell for leather and start training again, because I had no real fight day coming up. But, you know, I had a meeting and all with Oscar and Golden Boy, and we sat down and finalized the date for September 17th, and you know, as soon as that was finalized, it was full tilt ahead then, and you know, the head was down, training hard, and you know, I've a good few weeks behind me there now, of training, you know, feeling good, ready for action, and, you know, I'm just halfway through camp. I've another good 5 weeks of training left. So, you know, everything's going to plan. Everything's looking good. And, you know, I can't wait now come September 17th again, because it's another exciting time for me, and it's another stepping stone to where I want to get to. So I'm really excited and looking forward to it.
Has a name been mentioned yet? Do you know who you're going to be fighting?
No, they won't release a name yet to me until it is confirmed, so that I can't go around saying a name or anything yet, like, because they just want to confirm. They're very private like that, you know. They want to wait until it is confirmed, because they know the way names can get out there and fights can get called out there for no reason. So they're just waiting for this name to be finalised, and as soon as that's finalised, Miles, he'll know about it for sure.
I suppose they have to sign the contract, until the ink is signed, that it won't happen. They won't give a name out.
Oh, that's it. Oh, definitely. You know, once pens put the paper, then it's a go. Then so it is.
Still enjoying your time out there. I suppose you were home for the summer for a period of time anyway. Was it difficult going back? And, you know, homesick, I suppose, is a factor for many people.
After my last fight, I went back home on May for about, I think I was back just for less than 2 weeks back in May, after my fight and everything, you know. So of course, you know, like, you're out here, you're training hard and you're very focused, and, you know, you're away from family and friends and everybody like that. So, you know, as soon as a big fight like that's over, the first thing you want to go and do is go back home and see everybody and get a good fry up and a good dinner in the and stuff like that there and everything, you know. So, yeah, it's always great, you know, to land home and to have a good time with everybody back at home. But, you know, and then, of course, it is hard. The worst thing for me is coming home, is leaving home.
Yeah.
You know, you go home and you see everybody and you get into a nice wee routine back at home again, going around visiting family and everything like that. And, you know, then next thing, the days are counting down and you have to go back out, you know. But as I've always said before, you know, like, I'm very lucky and blessed, you know, to be in the position that I am. You know, I'm doing what I love, and, you know, I'm in LA. It's a beautiful place. There's always so much to do. The sun's always shining. It is a very great place, you know. I could be in a lot worse places doing what I'm doing, to put it that way. And, you know, I'm very excited and very lucky and blessed to be where I am, and to live in the life that I'm living. You know, as a young kid, I've always wanted to be a professional boxer, and, you know, I'm getting that opportunity now, and, you know, I'm really lucky and happy to be in that position.
The Olympics are on, of course, as you know, in Rio de Janeiro. There are those back in the day when you were an amateur were saying that you should stay and, you know, compete in the Olympics. Have you any regrets now when you maybe see some of the fights on?
It's a funny feeling, to be honest, Miles. It's like you're watching it and there's part of you, you're like, geez, I'd love to be there. You know what I mean? It's the whole fact, you know what I mean? It's like, I'd love to be there, you know. I'd love to be representing my country, you know. Every one of the boys that's on that team, I'm friends with them all, you know. We had a great time together, and, you know, we had great relationships with them all. We had great crack and everything like that. You know, it would have been, of course, and I've always said it before, you know, Miles, it would have been great honor and privilege for me, my family, and, you know, where I come from, to be able to box in the Olympic Games and represent my country, you know. But, you know, things come along in life and decisions have to be made, and, you know, at the time, I don't regret anything that I've done, you know, so far. I think everything came together nice and everything worked out in the right way that I wanted it to. You know, I'm at the place I want to be right now in my career. And of course, you know, I am sitting back watching the Olympics, watching it, saying, geez, it'd be great to be there and everything. But I have no regrets, you know. Of course, it would be nice to go to the Olympic Games, represent your country. But if I had the two options right now sitting in front of me, where I am now or going to the Olympic Games, I would definitely pick where I am now, because that's the ultimate goal for me. That's the fire that's been burning deep down inside my belly since I was a kid is to be world champion. And, you know, I've started climbing that ladder now, and, you know, I've worked hard to get to where I am, and, you know, I'm happy where I am. So, but the Olympics, you know, the boys, there's only really in the men's now, Mick Conlon left, which, you know, is definitely capable of going on and winning a gold medal. And, you know, I'll be in touch with Mick from day to day there. And, you know, just want to wish him all the best now in his next fight and congratulate him on a great one today. Because the first one's always the hardest. It's always hard getting the first one out of there, you know, because he had to wait around a long time before he had to get into the ring, because every other fighter has boxed two or three times and has been beat and out, and he only had his first fight today. So it was a long wait for him. He had to stay ready mentally and physically. You know, so it's great for him to get the ball rolling now, and you know, it's great for Team Ireland as well to still have Mick in the Olympic Games, and also Katie Taylor.
Mm-hmm. How many other fights do you think, Jason, you will have to partake in before you fight for a world title?
It basically just depends on my progress, and it depends on the caliber of fighters that, you know, that I put away, because, like, and also it's down to my managing team and Golden Boy Promotions, because they're the ones that set everything up. You know, they're the ones that do out the plan for you. You know, I had a meeting with them there a few weeks ago now to confirm this fight, and of course we had a talk about the future, and you know, a few things were brought up. A fight back in Ireland was brought up, you know, a plan on when to really hit the ceiling and hit the heights for, you know, pushing for a world title. So, you know, they have all that in their head, and they have a plan there in order. But for me, Miles is just one fight at a time. I can't look over any opponent. I have to stay focused. I have to stay in the moment. And, you know, I have to just stay concentrated on the job at hand. And that's come September 17th, because to me, that's my world title. I need to get in there, I need to look good, I need to perform well, and I need to take this guy out of there to get to the next hurdle, and that's exactly what I plan on doing.